Welcome to Azaray's World.
I see black skies and white lies. I'd rather be dead, filling my head with different enemies. Thoughts consuming me, fueling my insecurities. As a grind right under me crumbles it if it wasn't there. It's too much, my heart's crushed, I'm not alive. I won't allow myself happiness cause it's all lies. I've seen the pain, I'll run away so many times. Death and our companions is here at all times. I won't love, won't trust, and won't die. I can't feel, but manage to steal your heart, love. Who's a dark part, no fuck whores and want love. It seems that anything offered could be enough, but it's time, body falls, I know who to call alone. And my heart got tight, I've been broken, so fucking numb. My life has to come to hate, treating death alone.
Nothing was like even there, like nothing, like I didn't hear anything, I just turned. And I was like, why am I turning at the curtains, like why? And that's when I get suspicious, because I kind of felt something. I was like, it really was strange, because like, am I the only one who's experienced this?
Ghosts. What are ghosts? Ghosts are disembodied entities without physical bodies. Ghosts have been associated a lot with what we as human beings call death. Now, of course, what I just said there is derivative of a statement that Anne Streber made clear to Whitley Strieber a long time ago, when they were trying to understand what exactly the visitor experience was about. I believe that ghosts are what we can become when we pass from this physical plane. I believe that what goes on, what is the spirit and the essence of who we are, is this disembodied entity, and it has within it an inherent sense of who you are, what you stood for, and carries a lot of the conscience of what you did and didn't do right with you to the next place. Now, for me, the existence of ghosts brings to mind the concept of limbo. Limbo is, of course, when we as moral beings are trapped between heaven and hell and are waiting for the final battle to begin, Armageddon, where God and Satan will come head to head, and there will be many incredibly bloodthirsty and terrifying creatures fighting against the angels, the Son of God, and of course God himself. Those who are worthy will see the face of God eventually, but if we are not worthy, we will be banished to hell. So I guess ghosts have a lot to do with, or are tangentially related to, morality and conscience and who we are as people, and are the essence of who we are. I mean, you can work very hard at making your physical appearance look appealing on this earth. And of course there are some very beautiful women and men who look after themselves very well, and good-looking people around physically, but that's not the thing that lasts. And that often is what I feel is the message behind somebody who is an experiencer of these things, such as Whitley Strieber, and how he tries to get across to people that there is so much more to us than just the physical plane. Now, he worked for many years on himself and finally did come in contact with creatures that appeared to him on many occasions. But I don't want to make this just about Whitley Strieber. Where I'm trying to go is that I think very possibly that visitor experiences could be related to ghosts. However, I want to get to the root of what a ghost is and why they haunt certain places and certain people. Because if you've ever had an odd experience and nothing has been around you, or you've felt a presence of some kind, that could have been a ghost. It could have been something you did not see, but you did sense. You could feel. Now, something about me you must know is that dark entities, bad vibes, and evil spirits are something that do not frighten me at all. I don't know why. I have been around people who are very sensitive to energy like that. The thing that has brought out the worst in me has been churches and places of worship associated with the Christian faith. When I'm near those places, I feel as if I'm trying to fit myself into a round hole while being a square peg. More and more and more, the concept of God in the Christian sense does not make any sense to me, which is maybe why, as Metron said, Krishna appeared to me. And if you don't know about that, you can go and listen to an episode of As a Raised World entitled Contact, in which I detail the entire experience. Evil spirits aren't something that shake me. Churches and speak of the Holy Spirit and things like that, talk of the Holy Spirit and things like that associated with the Christian faith, are things that do send me running, send shivers down my spine, and have freaked me out to the point of experiencing paranormal activity. Now, there is some sort of connection between possession, haunting, the types of auditory hallucinations, if we can call them that, that I was experiencing at one point before I became medicated, being told to kill myself and stuff like that. It could have been a demon. I don't choose to think of it that way. Psychiatry has helped me to an extent, to a large degree. But perhaps there is something attaching itself to me, as Metron said in one of his recent posts, which I do need to go over in more depth, referring to archons. He said that a lot of what's going on with me seems as if these dark entities are trying to create a louche out of me. Now, I have definitely got some dark aspects to my personality, and I do sound like the pot calling the kettle black sometimes when I criticize Michael Deacon. But I will say that I definitely, really and truly, will not sit here and tell you that I am a good guy. I do a lot of things wrong. I am not what somebody would call a good Christian. I don't even consider myself one anymore, quite frankly. And that might be hard to swallow or a shock to some of you, and to others not at all. But there definitely is a place in my heart for darkness. That door is open. I haven't closed it. I've warned people like my good friend Forest Dweller about not being too open, but here I am. Now, psychiatric medication and how it works, just as an aside, it definitely provides buffers in one's mind, because having a thought disorder like schizophrenia creates a lot of these beliefs with loose connections that our friend Metron does explore a lot of on ASGAB, the forum. But I'm not trying to point fingers or run anybody down. I'm not trying to denigrate my good friend Metron. I'm just saying that a lot of the things that exist in this realm of the paranormal, and of course the esoteric, which is a focus that I am trying to go in, as opposed to some of the recent drama. What comes to mind with ghosts is that perhaps these entities can attach themselves to human beings to physical beings. Metron and myself were chatting recently about how entities, or dark entities, I suppose, would seek out a human being to which they can attach themselves and derive pleasure or some of the more lower rungs of the human experience. For instance, when I indulge in too much caffeine. And I suppose Metron would be quite surprised to hear that I actually have indeed had 2 cups of coffee today, and I even had them just before 4 p.m, which I'm not supposed to do by order of my psychiatrist. Anyhow, I think it's quite possible that there are dark entities around me, and I think it's quite possible that I am stone deaf to discerning between bad and good when it comes to spirits, because my spidey sense, or the hair on the back of my neck, doesn't stand up as it does with one of my siblings, for instance, who, when I took to, at the time, Forest Dweller, where he was staying, a house in which a lot of people shared it, my sibling received a very negative feeling about the place, and I had no problem with it. Now, I do have a fascination with the dark side. I have had these things, these neurological problems like seizures as a child, but I do think that there's a line and a bleed through between things like thought disorders or brain problems or whatever, and or psychotropic drugs, and of course ghosts, which are a spiritual thing. I don't quite know exactly how to join the two or explain or convey to you how exactly they relate, but I'm hoping you can fill in some of the blanks and we can get to the bottom of exactly what your thoughts are on ghosts. And something else that just occurred to me that I suppose I can sew into what I'm discussing here, which may be a fascinating premise, is Metron had provided some imagery in a 5G thread on asgab.world. And in this thread, he was detailing how 5G works, and from the image that I saw, this is the best way I can describe it, they are able to conceal subliminal messages, or even maybe not even so subliminal, into, I suppose it's the frequency, the hertz, or the gigahertz, or whatever. I'm not a very scientific mind, but they are able to beam certain frequencies that affect the human mind into, you know, like under the guise of, say, a cell phone tower connecting to your home router or Wi-Fi system or whatever. Just say, I'm just using very rough examples because I'm no techie either, but they are able to beam these frequencies, and we are living in a time when there are these frequencies all around us. But the thing that I find rather alarming is that certain frequencies have a certain impact on the human mind, and there is a frequency that can cause anxiety and a frequency that can cause depression. And what I posed to Metron in the form of a question was, these auditory hallucinations which I experienced, is there not some way that these hidden messages, or whatever they are or could be considered, were something that was being beamed into me by the signals that were around me? Because the time when I really went off the rails was when I was living in my city apartment, and I was surrounded by so many people in such a small space, with a lot of frequencies going on around me, and I heard a lot of things, and I became frightened at some of the things that I saw with my eyes. I suppose I saw them in my mind's eye, actually. Was it an awakening of my third eye? Was it something that, you know, the ancestors or those that are disembodied were trying to pass on to me? Was there some message in it? Well, I'll never know because I wound up going to the doctor and getting onto antidepressants. And then I wound up going to a psychologist, and then I was referred to a psychiatrist, and I was put on medications. And ever since then, you've seen the ups and the downs. But you know what? Actually, you know, I was gonna say I wouldn't have changed for the world, but my life would probably be a lot easier, and I would have been able to achieve a lot more if I didn't suffer with schizoaffective disorder, which can also be considered bipolar with psychotic features. I do want to talk a bit more about ghosts, but I want to delve into some recent goings on Belgab, because I did unblock Belgab from my router, and I have been reading. I have not been actively posting. I have not been posting on Belgab again, but I have been reading, and I want to talk about Jackstar. I'll be back with you shortly.
Southside motherfucker, where the gets explode. If you feel like you're on fire, boy, drop and roll. Niggas, they heat your ass up, cause they heart turn gold. Now you could be a victim or you can lock and load. The party jumping, shorty bouncing that ass. I won't fuck, give me a second, I'ma holler, I'ma see what's up. I got my race in my hand, got my pistol in the trunk. Cop your ass up nice, you play me like a punk. In my hood, niggas got love for me, but I don't go nowhere without my strap. In my hood, a little throw a little hand to see it. Niggas just don't know how to act. In my hood, niggas is grimy. I stay on point, I move with my gang. In my hood, niggas might buck at me, so I keep something around above me. In my hood, I don't trust a motherfucking soul. When the D's come, they fold on my first case. They told where I'm from, it ain't safe to have more than an eight. Niggas will come to your place, put a gun in your face. Tell you, hope you're safe as your arms start the race. Cause a robbery could turn into a homo case. Cooperate, a doctor have to operate. Niggas will pop, you run a light, then pop at Jake. Trust me, son, niggas will go hard for that cake. These thirsty niggas are lurking, you have to catch them and murk them. I'm observing in my hood, cause niggas be dumbing. Shots go off at the dice game. All you see is him running. They make it harder and harder to pop on the block. I'm a hustler, how the fuck I'm supposed to eat when it's hot? In my hood, niggas got love for me, but I don't go nowhere without my strap. In my hood, a little throw, a little hand to see it. Niggas just don't know how to act. In my hood, niggas is grimy. I stay on point, I move with my gang. In my hood, niggas might buck at me, so I keep something around the buck bag. In my that house party off the hook until them shots go off. Well, that's what you get for stunting on my block, show off.
I know the drill. There's no need to detail the drill.